got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Gonna flat out be honest with you. Got a ton to get to today. 800-998-1003. That is the number. At ESPN Radio NOLA, if you like to chime in that way, via social media on our official Twitter page. We got a ton to get into. NBA playoffs last night. The U.S., Jordan, did you see? Soccer. Are we good? I don't know. Do I feel good about this or not? 4-0 over Costa Rica. The young guys continuing to play really well. I know Kenny Farrell was happy about that. And his New Orleans Jesters, Jordan, 4-0 over Pensacola.
And one of his players had a hat trick.
How about that? So congrats to the Jesters. Congrats to the U.S. Men's National Team. Big news in college baseball when it comes to the LSU Tigers, perhaps. We'll get into that here in our lead as well in the opening segment. And also very big news in the world of sports gambling when it comes to this state. I will touch on that shortly. Again, 800-998-1003 is the number to give us a call. Last night, NBA playoffs. I mean, Chris Paul, what do you say?
Absolutely just going off.
I mean, what?
Suns get the win, 123-98.
Yeah.
It was actually Denver's biggest loss of the entire season.
It was incredible.
Comes at the worst time.
I mean, at one point, Chris Paul had 15 assists to 0 turnovers. It was 16-1. You know why I felt he should. I've been saying it all year long. That guy's the MVP.
Yeah.
The guy's the MVP. He completely makes Phoenix completely different when he's playing or not.
I think I saw a stat that ESPN put out there about that he's been played with three different teams. The Hornets, the Clippers, mm-hmm. and now the Phoenix Suns with 15 assists and no turnovers. So 15 plus assists and no turnovers in a playoff game.
It's absolutely unbelievable. 17 points for him. It was pretty spectacular to hear him say that and do that here as well. But I don't know, Jordan. I kind of think this is kind of big news, to be honest with you, when it comes to – so we'll touch on that, obviously. A couple of games tonight that we'll touch on as well. But – I don't know, man. I think there's some people that are going to be happy. You think some people are going to be happy today?
Oh, I think a lot of people are going to be happy. A lot of people are going to be happy that they can save some money on gas as well.
You think so?
Yes.
You think so? All right, well, we'll see.
Time now for The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
It was going to be who possibly could be the next head baseball coach of LSU, which is a big deal. We'll get into baseball, that is. But apparently, if you got a buck here, a buck there, a buck, you can bet a buck. Just happened about an hour ago. Louisiana lawmakers okay sports betting rules and now will send the bill for final passage to the governor. It is expected to be signed by Governor John Bel Edwards. He's expected to sign the measure into law. That would pave the way for betting on sports events to begin as early as the fall.
Nice.
So, the final passage on Thursday. Again, today's the last day of the legislature. You know, nothing like waiting to the last day.
We're always here in the state of Louisiana.
So this passage to rules that will allow the wagering through sportsbook sites, mobile apps, and kiosk locations in parishes where voters supported the activity. Now, I'm reading this slowly because you're not going, wait a minute, then I hear, yes, you did. Most of the state has voted for this already, right? Like, I did.
Yeah.
I think like 2 years ago in Jefferson Parish, I went and voted in one of the elections. I'm like, yes, clicked it, right?
There's 64 parishes, by the way, if you don't.
And right. And then the state, thank you for that. I forgot that. Good job, Jordan.
And also, another addition, 55 of those 64 voted yes.
Well, there you go. So 55 of 64.
Yes. Voted in favor of the bill.
I want to believe that Orleans and Jefferson are as well.
I would assume so.
But then the state said, yeah, not so fast. Let's just wait. Let's revisit this again. That's why it hadn't been implemented yet. But if you're listening going, but I thought I voted for that law. You did. It's just
Twice.
Louisiana politics. Yeah, exactly. So But this is as far as it's gone. Like, this is the furthest it has been. We are a signature away. So that's where it stands. Rafael Esparza has been on this for the last, I don't know, 3-4 years. Obviously, it's Mr. Vegas. It's kind of a big deal for them. And he's going to come on at 12:15. What does it mean? Because he's mentioned this on our show. I want to say when we were doing it at Deuce McAllister's Old Kitchen and Tap, Old Saint. Mm-hmm. I'm almost positive that was one of the first times I'd heard, well, yeah, there's kiosks. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, just like a video poker machine, you could go to your bar or a restaurant, and there was a, you know, kiosk, and you tap.
It's the game I want to bet on.
Cubs cards.
Yes.
Put in your 20.
So be it.
Like that easy. Now, I know there are some people that are opposed this, you know. This is something else, another vice. And I look, there's smoking, there's drinking, there's in moderation, and then it's personal responsibility. My point that I've always been behind with this, and I've been in favor of it, and the reason I have is, not to mention, I might, you know, might help a little side change. But in all honesty, it's this. I do care about the state. You know me. I've, you know, always occasionally I've flirted with running for Senate. Senator Kattengill just sounds good. Anyway, the thing is, in a state that's devoid of funds, it's a tax. It's a way to make money. And it's a way to make money based off if people want to give it to you or not, right? I mean, we have a city that's basically built on tourism. Well, if people want to spend their dollars to come tour our city and vacation and do all that stuff, well, that's why the hotel motel tax is massive in Orleans Parish and in New Orleans. Same thing. It's why tobacco is taxed. If you choose to smoke, that's fine. We're going to take a buck out of that. You know, hey, it's what you get to choose to do it. So will this cause some issues any more than legalizing drugs or do I don't know. But I think the reason why you're seeing states in the last several years, what was it? New Jersey did it, and a couple other states have been doing it in the past, is flat out tax dollars. Okay. It brings in a couple mil. And what it's going to mean for you is, yes, I'm assuming you will see entities tie in already, right? I mean, Bally's.
I mean, and also
owns the sports network.
Caesars.
That the Pelicans play.
Yeah.
Right. Caesars has been rumored as
they're probably going to have a sports book.
Yeah, now. Exactly. So what you're going to see, if you're listening, pretty simple, probably at your sporting venues, kiosks, a sports book. Something run.
Champion Square.
I'm almost guaranteeing you, and Rafael will have more info on this, that before you step into the Saints take on the Green Bay Packers, there it is. There's a kiosk. You can bet on any other Sunday. You likely will have them in the stadiums. I want to say NFL stadiums started putting that in last year. How is college going to do this? Because I saw Ross Dellinger covers college sports for Sports Illustrated, used to cover the Tigers here locally, you know, say, oh, those Tiger fans can bet on LSU games legally now, right before they walk in. Now, how is that going to happen? I mean, can, by state law, like, that's a state school. Like, I was just thinking about this driving in, you know, can you put a kiosk in Tiger Stadium? Can you put it on campus?
Well, I think that's where...
You know, do you do it like at China? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
A big thing that I think...
How are you going to do that?
...was very important, because I didn't know that the mobile was going to be included also.
Right.
Because I've been hearing from people that it's just going to be, like, in person, where you have to make your bets mm-hmm. at a place. You can't... It's not going to be, like... The mobile's going to be a long time away. But apparently, from what I heard in
this
that...
This will allow sportsbook sites...
Which changes a lot of... Like, it changes everything.
Mobile apps... Kiosk locations. So you wonder if, you know, could be a mobile
vehicle. You could still make your bet outside of Tiger Stadium if there's not going to be a kiosk available to you in the near future.
One part of the parking lot has, you know, an 18-wheeler with windows or something. Look, all I know is I can almost promise you, you go to a Saints Pels game, you're going to be able to go wager.
Yeah. It might not be the smartest thing.
I understand.
Not a shot to the Pelicans. I mean,
good luck on that one.
You're betting. Yeah.
But this is something that I know it's been, you know, talked about a ton. So as early as the fall is what is being said there. Now they now here we go. Lawmakers are creating 20 licenses for sports book operators with Louisiana's casinos and racetracks given the first chance to get those licenses. So Harrah's, there's a casino down there. They're going to get a first chance to get those licenses, the fairgrounds, things of that nature. Okay. By January 1st, fantasy sports betting operators and video poker establishments in the parishes where sports wagering is legal will be eligible to apply as well. So if you have video poker machines in your establishment, your favorite local bar you like to go to, Third and Magazine or whatever, if they have video poker, they will be able to apply for a license to get a sports betting kiosk to do that. And again, it is about money. Not only tax dollars, but I don't know if you know this, and I know this because my wife worked in the hotel restaurant industry. So there's reasons restaurants and bars get video poker machines. They get a cut. Yeah. It's actually, quite honestly, one of the reasons that a lot of places stay open. Like they get that kind of a cut. Now, you have to go through a lot to get them. And once you do, that's why, you know, like literally, Junior walks behind me as a video poker machine within distance, they will yell at you. They can get them out of here. Because, you know, if they get that pulled, they're done for. That's why it's closed off. It's sealed off. You can't see it. You can walk into a po' boy shop and it's a little corner and you see a little, you know, kind of like the barn door, like a Western saloon. There's a video poker machine. There's a reason. It has to be closed off and all that other stuff. But there's high rules. My point is, if you, all those places you've walked in, like, I'm thinking like burger joints, man, in around the city that have video poker machines, they will have an opportunity to have a license to do that.
Buzz Broiler has.
That's exactly the one I was thinking of. Yes. So this is big for a lot of hotel restaurants, bars, all of that. And that's why it's our lead story. I mean, it's big.
It's huge. I mean, this should have happened a very long time ago, but I mean, now that they're doing it, and we're kind of, you know, getting ahead of the curve before Texas and Florida get on board, because that would have been disastrous if they would have got it before Louisiana, because a lot of money would have been put elsewhere.
Any operator that gets a license to conduct sports betting on site also can do the wagering through a website and mobile app. Louisiana Lottery Corporation will operate its own sports book through an online site, mobile app, and kiosk location set up in bars and restaurants that serve alcohol. So maybe that kiosk you get will be through the Louisiana. See how they did that? Louisiana Lottery gets that. So that's why it maybe took a bit to get. But yes, this is how the state will get its cut and its share and its tax dollars. Those interested in placing bets will have to be 21 or older, set up an account with a sports betting operator in the state. No bets can be placed on high school or youth sports events. Sorry. So St. Paul's versus Brother Martin. I can't put 20 on my Satyrs, Jordan.
Now we can still make a friendly wager.
Oh, is that what we're doing? Athletes, coaches, referees can't bet on a sports event in which they are involved. Can't go Pete Rose. People who live in parishes that did not approve sports betting can place wagers if they head to a parish where sports betting was legalized. So if you're part of a parish, can't do it in there, just cross the parish line and you can go do that.
Makes no sense, but okay.
The state will tax the net gaming proceeds of the sports betting operators with a 10% tax collected on wagering at on-site locations, a 15% tax on wagering through mobile apps and electronic devices. Sports betting operators also will be charged application and licensing fees. Edwards has already signed the tax and fee measure into law. So that's step one and two. Lawmakers are still deciding how they want to spend the money sports books back. That's going to be a long, long time wondering how that is going to go, if they're going to generate that for that aspect of it. So there you go. Let's see what happens moving forward. But yes, that is Lee. We'll talk with Raphael a little bit about that. And also Paul Casey, the name has emerged as the leading candidate for LSU baseball. Kendall Rogers tweeting just a little bit ago, yesterday, that Casey was all of a sudden the front runner. Matt Moscona had a lot to say about that, Jordan, yesterday. I'm going to ask you your opinions on this, LSU baseball fans. What do you think? And it's part of the question of the day. What kind of head coach do you want the Tigers to do? this is a, what, 62-year-old?
Yeah.
And Casey. But Rogers tweeted 52 minutes ago, coaching scoop. Sources tell D1 Baseball that Gators baseball head coach Kevin O'Sullivan has pulled out of consideration for LSU's baseball head coaching job. He informed Florida of that this morning. All eyes are on Pat Casey for now, as we reported yesterday. So Tiger fans, real simple. You in for that or not? There's some things attached to it. If you remember, there was a pitcher that records were released back in, what, 2017, 2018, that he had, at 15 years old, molested a 6-year-old niece. This coach basically retired, quote unquote, because he let him play when that news broke. Remember, that was the year, College World Series, all that. So there's some stuff attached to it, for sure. Quick break. When we come back, Rafael Esparza. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
Is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary 2-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a Deere. Hear Renee's story at Deere.com.
Run with us. Visit Houma Tractor today, next to the tunnel.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand-washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24-7 at 985-632-5592 in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville, or visit their website at josephsepticatviscom.net.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosted Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Busy, busy morning. Rafael Esparza joins us. Coming up, by the way, we will speak with Wilson Alexander at 1:30 about the future of LSU baseball. But first, Rafael, good morning. Thank you for joining us on short notice. It's not Friday. It's Thursday. How are you, man?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Doing well. I'm going to get to the big story that we led off the show with today. Louisiana lawmakers sending now to the governor the bill and for approval and signature that will allow legal sports betting in this state. And what does it mean? I want to ask you about that in a second. But 1 minute ago, during the break, Ross Dellinger, Pat 40, tweeting, expect news this afternoon from the College Football Playoff Management Committee. After a meeting today, a release is coming based on a recommendation for an expanded playoff. We spoke about this yesterday, Rafael. It looks like 12 seems to be what everyone was not denying. And now with this news, we're going to get more than 4. What do you think we're going to see in this release today?
We're going to get 12, and we should not call it college football anymore. We should just call it semi-pro football because it's all about money. Has nothing to do about the college kids. It has nothing to do about collegiate sports. This is semi-pro football right now, so we cannot call it college football.
Do you think this, as I mentioned yesterday, is almost, especially since in Congress yesterday they spoke about it, I know the NCAA, Mark Emmert's been like, well, let's see what lawmakers do instead of taking a leadership in this. But I have a hard time believing if this gets passed. Now, remember, this is year 8 of a 12-year contract, so this is probably 3-4 seasons away before it's implemented, and it gives everybody time. But I can't see how this passes without name, image, and likeness being passed as well, right?
Yeah, I think the only thing that probably benefits this benefits is the small schools, because we were hearing that the Power Five are going to split off and make their own right. league. This helps the small schools, because now if they expand it to 12, you're going to see the Boise States. You're going to see the BYUs, teams who have a good school, good records, are coming in good years, be invited to the Power 12. Now, this hurts the Power 5. Let's say Boise State all of a sudden upsets Alabama and wins it all. This could hurt the bigger schools if for some odd reason a small school pulls off the upset and knocks off one of those Power 5. So good for the smaller schools. I'm happy for them. But at the same time, if you're a Power 5, you cannot lose to a smaller school now in a national championship.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this goes as well. And again, what Pete Thamel was talking about yesterday in his Yahoo Sports story was the Power Five conference champs, they're in. The best of the group of five, or, you know, like, say, the American Athletic Conference, which, let's say, they've been kind of like the sixth best conference, they're in. And then six at large is what it would happen. Do you think that's what's going to be recommended?
Yes, and like I said, I think those six at-large bids will be fun. It's going to be very interesting how many, again, are those are going to be smaller schools? Or are they just going to be, let's add in more SEC teams, because SEC is better than sliced bread when it comes to college football, as I have to hear year after year after year after year. If it wasn't for Alabama, SEC wouldn't have any college football championships. But I guess at the same time, it helps the smaller schools. Maybe the Pac-12 is probably thrilled about this, because maybe they can get some invites.
That's very true to see how that goes. So let's see. But again, that's expected to be released this afternoon. No doubt we'll talk more about that tomorrow in your normal 115, 130 segment, sir. But I asked you to come on and do a little above and beyond duty because of the news that happened this morning about an hour ago. You've been on this for a while, and I said this in the opening segment. You were the first to bring up that, no, you're going to have kiosks and all that stuff. I'm like, kiosks? And you explained it. But first, let's just start with this. How big is it that it's now to where it's going to just basically need a signature, and the governor's basically already said he will do it. So it's a signature away. I know you're skeptical. How long has this process taken to get to the point where a signature is all that's needed?
I'm still skeptical about doing it before week one of the NFL. Will we see it by Super Bowl? Yes. I think now once we're just waiting for one signature. And you have to think for the new name of the dome that's going to be gaming related. It's going to change a lot of what we've normally seen your sport. We were talking on the phone the other day. I would not be shocked if the Pelicans could have a new, maybe a little logo print out on their jersey with a gaming logo on there. So this is going to be huge. And like I said, we're going to see kiosks all over around the stadium. Probably might see maybe a new sports book bar in Champion Square or something like that, but this is going to be very, very noticeable in the city of New Orleans.
Okay, I've never seen these, so for people like me, describe what a betting kiosk is. I mean, do they have those in Vegas now? I'm assuming everything's digital and technology, so what am I seeing? Does it look like a video poker machine? Am I tapping NCAA? Am I tapping the NBA logo, and there are the games, and I just tap and put in my 20 in a bill reader or swipe a card? How do the betting kiosks look?
Yeah, they'll have a betting kiosk. I'm going to use, and this is just an example, walk-ons that's close to the arena. I would not be shocked if maybe they'll have some kind of a betting kiosk. Well, it's almost like an ATM. You put your money in and you select NFL, NBA, the games come up. You put your $20, $50 bet. It gives you a printout of a ticket, and there you go. If you want to cash it, you come back into that kiosk or any kiosk probably in the city of New Orleans where you can cash that ticket right there, a kiosk. But the biggest thing I think here in the state is going to be mobile phones. You don't need to go to, you can go to a game and place your bet probably in the stadium where you can do live betting. So that's huge for the 55 out of 65 parishes, sports betting will be able to be used on your phone. So that's going to be huge for here for Louisiana.
Raphael, kind of sticking to the mobile phone point. I don't know, when I talked to you, and thank you for doing the interview with me a few weeks ago, we were kind of talking about the whole mobile phone aspect, and I didn't think that it was going to like actually get to that point. I thought it was mainly just going to be you have to go live and bet at one of the stations, either in New Orleans or wherever a pop-up location is. But more on just like the mobile aspect of things, can we expect like every single site to be allowed, or is there a particular site that, you know, has to be used? Just for people that might not know.
I do believe what I read is the people who have gaming license in the state of Louisiana, and I'm going to use DraftKings and William Hill. If you place, if you're signing up and put your money through William Hill, it'll probably be William Hill / Louisiana or Fang or DraftKings / Louisiana. You'll be able to use, be able to tap in on your phone. Now, if you're on vacation in Mississippi or somewhere else and you want to tap on and place a bet for Louisiana, it won't go through. You have to be in the state of Louisiana to place your bet. So if you're on vacation and you want action, you better hope that place, that state has gaming.
I mean, look, I've seen a couple of states obviously do this before Louisiana, and there's a lot of states that have not done this. Realistically, how much money can be in for the state? Because I went over, you know, it's a 10% tax for on-site, 15% tax to the state for online and mobile apps and stuff, betting. And then you have, you know, you have the license fees, you have the registration fees and all of that. So this is what it's been about for both parties, right? I mean, people that like to wager enjoy that, and there's a chance for money. But for states, I guess the push as to why they want it has been for tax revenue, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be huge for the schools. K through 12 schools will get a percentage of the gaming tax for through the programs, which is going to be huge for the state of Louisiana, who struggles to bring money in for the school district. So the money just on taxes alone, I'm not even talking about the gaming licenses for DraftKings or William Hill or the additional money that's going to be plugged in. I'm just talking for the sports bets alone, for the education here for the state of Louisiana is going to be huge.
What's an average gaming license? Like if I want to, you know, put one in here in the studio, something like that. Like what is that? Like for other states, like what do you think? Is it a couple of grand? Is it hundreds of thousands? Like what is it dependent? Kind of like with DirecTV, you know, if you're a bar, it's a lot different, right? You're buying for how many people you actually get into a bar as opposed to a household. Is it something like that?
Yeah, it's directly like that. Just like if you wanted to, let's say, own a bar and put a pay-per-view fight on it. You can't just pay the $99 DirecTV and all that. We have to charge you estimate amount of people coming in.
Correct.
Times to either. So yeah, it all depends on what location. If you wanted to do it in your studio, probably just be a one time offer.
Okay, I was just not that I would invite anybody, but you know what? It would be bad right outside of the door. What do you think? Right inside the door, we'll put a little window. Ready?
I'll manage the money, Gus.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't mind the take. You know what I'm saying? The take out of that. So it's a big deal, isn't it, Raphael, for the state?
It is, because, I mean, Mississippi was having, now we're going to have the edge of Mississippi. Mississippi does not have mobile. New York, New Jersey does not have mobile. So I've been Jordan can side to this. I was the one that said, hey, mobile is going to be huge for the state of Louisiana because not that many states have it. You can just place your bets there, but it doesn't have mobile. We will have mobile. So the dollar amount of action be placed in the state of Louisiana will be much higher than other states that don't have mobile.
All right, Raphael, as always, man, I appreciate it. And you know what? I'll wait for tomorrow. I'll wait for tomorrow on how big Tom Brady is at practice, Jordan Love, is he the starter considering that he can't throw a pass accurate? You know, all those important OTA questions. Just now, Julio Jones working the ladder. Look at him. Look at him running in place in between two orange cones, Raphael.
Baby cone.
That is significant.
Tom Brady, 17-0. That means the Saints already have two losses.
There it is. Raphael Esparza at Mr. Vegas at VSI Doc Sports is the way to follow on Twitter. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Raphael.
Take it easy, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow, we got a lot to talk about.
I mean, how many? Honestly,
I mean, we've only
how many Julio
on
Jones videos have you seen today already? I count five.
I have five.
I've seen him catch a pass, run the ladder, that's running in place, that's going side to side on a cone. And then you have the token video of him walking out to the field for the first time in slow-mo. Everything's better in slow-mo. Do you have any Chris Paul highlights? It was only 15 assists.
It was on TNT last night, so there was not.
Oh, that was the highlight? Brian Mahoney, he'll join us next. NBA writer for the AP. We'll chat with him next on ESPN New Orleans. And I fantasize that you're here with me.
Will you ever return? Always on the run and short on cash. With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Going forward for game three when this shifts back to Denver.
Chris Paul's got 14 points, 15 assists. Another three.
And that's the problem because Monty Morris knows that's supposed to be a switch on Michael Porter Jr., but Porter Jr. has already gotten tattooed from the CP3.
I mean, it was just incredible to watch last night. Chris Paul, just unbelievable performance. I think, point God, it's the way he's been referenced, right, Mr. Brian Mahoney, NBA writer for the AP, focuses on the Knicks and Nets. Good afternoon to you, sir. How are you? Did you watch last night?
I sure did, and he sure lives up to that description last night. He was great.
You know, obviously, there's a lot of people that are talking about who should be the MVP and all of that. And throughout the season here in Pelicansville, and look, we got to see the start of Chris Paul's career. So I'm not saying I'm surprised. The floor general, the leadership, all of that. But what he's done, and you saw when his shoulder was injured early in the series, that was not the same team, or not the series, but obviously with the Lakers too, it wasn't the same thing. And then you see him now, and he's an MVP to me, isn't he?
Well, he fits that description in so many ways for his team. And you're right. There was such a concern after this great season they had, and then it appeared he was hurt in that first series against the Lakers. And look, he was badly hurt. He said, all right, well, this is over now. This was this great year for them, but another injury at the wrong time. But he's going to play through that. And not only play through, he's played great. And such a great boost for Phoenix, and they're on a roll right now.
Look, I think when you see the rise and what the Suns have been able to do, and they were the second seed, they were fighting for that top seed in the West most of the season. Monty Williams and the job that he's done here as well. I'm going to ask you about, Tibbs here in a second because he won Coach of the Year with the Knicks. But when you look at what Monty has done as well, it's pretty remarkable considering, obviously, the tragedy he went through, getting an opportunity, wanting to get back into coaching. I mean, it's hard not to root for this team right now, man.
Totally. For him, for a lot of reasons. Everything you just kind of referenced. Great person, tough times he went through, and, had already proved himself to be a good coach, and now that he's back in, just helps that organization so much to have a person like that. And then, Chris Paul comes in to add to that, and, great leadership, makes a great deal to a franchise that, was lacking it for quite a while.
What can you tell us about the job that Tom Thibodeau did in New York? Obviously, we saw them get the fourth seed and have a very successful season. The Garden got rocking again. There's a lot of excitement there as well. But just from a coverage standpoint and seeing how that team really turned around.
Yeah, and ultimately, it's kind of why, on my ballot, I slightly went for Thibodeau ahead of Monty Williams. I thought the Suns were going to be good once they got Chris Paul and they had the good finish to last year. I thought maybe not as good as they were, but they were going to be good anyways. The Knicks, none of us thought that. Anyone will tell you this was not going to be a playoff team. They hadn't done anything to change the roster since last year. But he came in, brought a system in, defense and hard work and all those kind of things that you say, all right, well, if you have good players, you're going to win. But this is not a great team at all. He did a great job with them, and ultimately, it's what the Knicks were missing for a lot of years.
Brian, we saw him with a couple of other teams, and obviously one thing that I've learned in covering sports, a lot of times until you interact or see or get to be around, which obviously with COVID, you haven't had that much with Thibodeau, but was there anything that surprised you, perhaps, from the outside looking in, right, sometimes rough running and just tough with the players, some of the exits were sort of like that. Anything stood out to you in his first season with the Knicks that maybe you didn't think you'd know?
Well, what surprised me is kind of how the offense improved throughout the year. We didn't see it in the playoffs, unfortunately, but, we knew he can coach defense. It seemed like nowadays you can't necessarily win with defense. The offenses are too explosive around the league. And, when the season started early in the year, when the Knicks gave up a certain amount of points, they couldn't reach that number offensively on their own. And as the year went on, you saw the improvement of guys like R.J. Barrett and, Reggie Bullock and, of course, Julius Randle, who was the most improved player. So, he had stressed in Minnesota their numbers were good when he was there, and he's not just a defensive guy, and he's right. There's also some offensive coaching that was done and improving along the way.
Speak with Brian Mahoney at Brian C. Mahoney. He's a way to follow over on Twitter and be a writer for the AP. Focuses on the Knicks and the Nets. Why are we playing the playoffs, right? Is there anybody going to beat the Nets? But before we get to that, Kyrie Irving, man, we saw him here towards the end of the season take on the Pels, and we saw what Kyrie is capable of, right? Taking over there late, and in these postseason games, you're seeing, Brian, you better have a point guard or guard that can do that in the postseason. What the role of Kyrie Irving on this team, how big is it? I know you have Durant, Harden's injured, but how big is that role for him, for everybody else?
Yeah, well, it's huge, because what we're seeing in this series is there's a lot of guys who can score in the NBA if you set them up right. You run the right play, you get the right matchup, whatever it is. But there's only a few guys who you just give them the ball to, and that's your play. You just let him create and do it himself, and Kyrie is one of those guys. And then you put Kevin Durant next to him, who can also do it. And even a good team like Milwaukee doesn't have those kind of answers right now.
And then kind of to that same point, I know James Harden isn't going to be playing tonight, but that doesn't seem to slow them down. Are there any weaknesses to this Nets team, or are there any places that can kind of be exploited by any team in the NBA? And what are those weaknesses, if there are any?
Well, I mean, they're still playing small. They're going with Blake Griffin as their center. And I thought Milwaukee could take advantage of that. Right now they haven't. But if they have to play, Rudy Gobert or DeAndre Ayton in the, if they make the final, or Joel Embiid even, if they make the next round, these are elite centers that the Nets would have to find a way to deal with. And, we don't know if they can do that. But otherwise, no, there's nothing to do with
it. Yeah, it's kind of what I was saying. I've just been surprised because they, it's kind of like, wow, you can sort of see what they can sort of do and get scoring. You got to score. And I know there's been a lot of talk throughout the season. Well, they don't care about the defense. Well, but you're going to have to score 120 and 30 to match that. What about the other series in the East, man? Because I got to tell you, Atlanta, again, here in Pelicansville, We like seeing perhaps that a team can come out of nowhere and get into the postseason and make a run. Trae Young's been spectacular. You obviously got to see it first in person with what he did against the Knicks there. But now in Philly, it's going to be a fun battle in the series here, isn't it?
I think it is. And, you know, he's been terrific. And he already forced Philadelphia to make an adjustment. You know, they didn't want to start Ben Simmons on him. And in game one, that proved to be a problem for them. So they got to switch him on in game two. And, you know, now it's up to Atlanta to adjust to that, which is what makes the playoffs fun, kind of, you know, seeing what one team can do, how one team reacts to that. And, you know, I like this Hawks team. I had no idea whether they were this good. I thought they were good. But watching some of these guys in person, the shooting they have coming off the bench and the size of the wing players, there's a lot to like. You know, I don't know how much further they can go if they can even get out of this round, but there's no reason to rule it out right now.
You think the Hawks can pull it off, at least in this round?
I mean, what they, you know, if they keep Embiid under control, I'm sorry, the other guys under control, because they're not going to control Embiid. They're right. Going to play him straight up. He's going to score. In game one, they kind of kept everyone else down. In game two, you saw, you know, Shake Milton come off the bench in that second half and hit some shots, and they kind of, you know, if one guy's going to kill you, you can't let everyone else do it. And so it's up to Atlanta's rest of their guys to, you know, to win that bet. They're deeper than Philadelphia, I think, but they just have to kind of make sure they prove that.
Brian, we led off speaking about Chris Paul, and what insane. Donovan Mitchell is doing is just as, I mean, again, from the almost Michael Jordan sort of documentary thing where he got upset that the Bulls didn't let him play when he thought he was injured, when they didn't let him play in game one. Because since then, Spider has been ridiculous. And look, I don't know if it's good for either of those two teams, but that's a seven-game series. If it's Jazz and Suns, I want to see Paul and Mitchell seven games. But, dude, just what you've seen from him, too, is he a top 10 player in the NBA?
I think he's one of the most overlooked players, maybe just because of where he's playing or whatever. But, you know, you look what he did last year in the playoffs, incredible numbers. You look at what he did this year. He was the one guy when I was filling out, like, my All-NBA ballot. Kept saying, I got to find room for Donovan Mitchell. You know, he does so many things, and he's such an incredible, you know, shot maker, you know, off the dribble, whatever. He's just fun to watch. And, you know, it's the reason you got to give Utah a chance against anyone, because, you know, they have the shooting around him and they have the great defense. But he's a guy who can get you a bucket when you need it. And, again, not a lot of teams have that.
Brian, one thing that stood out to me watching these playoffs, too, and, look, I get it. He is who he is. He's the king, right? He's LeBron James. He dominates a lot of the headlines, L.A., A.D., and all that. I can promise you over here in New Orleans, good riddance. We're done until the next season. We're happy the Lakers aren't in. And then literally as you were coming on my television on ESPN, ESPN is doing the best six moments of LeBron wearing number six. I'm like, an unnecessary segment. But anyway, I digress. What I want to get to is we've talked about a lot of these young players, good players. There's Zion in New Orleans. The game's in a good place, man, right? I mean, LeBron's towards the end of his career. He's still going to be around. AD there as well. But there are, I like, legitimately, maybe I'm wrong, Brian, but it feels like six or so teams that are legit good teams with loads of talent, young players. What Ja did in his first playoff series can't be overlooked in the Grizzlies. And, you know, I mean, the Nets can't stick together forever. I like where the league is with its young players, huh?
No, I think it's a great point. And there, you know, there's quite a nice distribution. I know everyone focuses on, you know, LeBron and AD got paired up and the Nets put together this big three in Brooklyn. But there's a lot of players sprinkled around in smaller markets. You know, Giannis, like you say, John Morant, and you know, going back to Donovan Mitchell. I mean, it's there's a lot of teams that kind of go into this having hope. And for a lot of years, even when I was just doing this in the beginning, you know, there were, like, five teams had a chance to win, and that was it. It certainly goes beyond that now, which is great.
Final thing for you, sir, and thank you for your time today. You do a little USA Basketball as well and cover that. It's almost like it snuck up, but it really hasn't. I keep seeing the headlines on whether or not we should have the Olympics or not. But with the way, as wacky as the season schedules has sort of been, I know Adam Silver at the beginning of the playoffs said he wants to get back to a normal schedule. Have you felt or seen hesitancy from some of these players that want to play with Team USA? Not that they don't want to represent the country and all that stuff, but whether it's COVID or whether it's just where the season is, what kind of roster do you think we're going to see from Team USA when they hoop it up here in the Olympics?
Yeah, it's by far not going to be their elite team, and I can't blame guys this year. You know, I used to think, I play for my country, of course, I would never want to pass that up. But The protocols are just excessive this year, obviously, not being able to bring, you know, probably certain family members if they want to. And the season was rough. You know, just guys need a break. And, you know, there'll be some guys who this is maybe their only chance to go. If you look at maybe a guy like I could see Steph Curry going. He wasn't able to go in, you know, 2016. He was hurt. 2012, he just wasn't quite good enough yet. So, you know, maybe he says this is my chance. But a lot of other guys are going to say no, and I don't blame him.
Mr. Brian Mahoney, go give him a follow on Twitter. Brian C. Mahoney covers the NBA, Knicks, Nets, USA Basketball for the AP. Thank you so much, sir, for your time today. Enjoy the conversation.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
And for sure. Quickly, just like that, 45 minutes have gone in the books. It's been brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. We haven't got to our question of the day, and it deals with you, LSU baseball fans. I want to hear from you. Open segment. I want to hear from you on ESPN New Orleans.
Took his ring, took his babies, it took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken in a ring.
Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
It's Mike to tell you, for Neil, Small Engine Incorporated. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero-turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil, Small Engine Incorporated. Locations in Houma, La Rose, and Thibodeau.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But Etail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing Etail Business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. Etail is on for business.
6 miles from Chicago, we've got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. You know it's Thursday, June 10th.
Tis.
Why does it feel like it's... Like, that's my wife yesterday. It feels like the longest week already.
Does it?
I really know. It's what happens when you spend, you know, 4 days.
I feel like this week's kind of flown by.
Pulling it up and just hanging out in the ocean. I need a boat.
You've been saying
that. I know. You know me. I need a boat and I need a boat.
I don't know if you do.
I really do.
My dad's been trying to fix our boat ever since he's gotten
it. I've been told that. I've been told the best day is when you buy it and you sell it. I've been told every time you take it out.
Engine won't start.
Yep.
Gotta take apart the engine.
I know. I've been told.
Oh, mud diver's gotten to the little, if you don't know, about a pee hole is where like the water comes out, the engine. That way.
Mud diver got in there,
made a little nest.
Oh.
And we had to take the engine apart.
It's nice and comfy.
And we had to scrape it out.
Really? Were there little mud divers in there?
No, it was an old one.
Really? I've been told the best thing to do is just chart them, just rent them, just go. If you want to go somewhere, just get on a boat that's not yours. I heard cleaning is fun, too, huh? Cleaning a boat's fun?
No.
That's what I heard.
It's not.
Which then led me to believe, because I saw these ridiculous jet skis, by the way, over there. I didn't know you could basically put a sound system all up and down your jet ski.
I want to get one for mine.
Dude, it's in serious. I have a picture of one that I saw, and this dude has, 16-inch woofers built into,
It's insane.
Four of them.
It's insane.
Like, they drove by, and I heard this... incredible sound. I'm looking for a boat. No, it's my man in a, black and highlighter yellow Sea-Doo.
I think you would do better going for, because you're a motorcycle guy and it's basically the motorcycle of the water.
I know. But I think three of us. When can Carver get on there?
You could sit him up in the front with a little life jacket on, in front of you. Mm-hmm. Still don't have to go fast. Slow. Just a nice day on the river.
Do you know anybody that's put a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that legal?
If you,
I just need to know.
It's a boat.
I'm not
it's
putting you. You don't have a kid, so it's not like I'm. You're not going to get in trouble.
Strap a life vest onto him. Well,
of course, he's always going to have a life vest. You should always have a life vest in the water.
Oh yeah.
All right. Let's get to the other big news of the day. It would any other day be the lead. We led with the lead, though. Obviously, that today, in case you missed it, Louisiana lawmakers have passed sports betting in this state. The key, as Raphael says, is not only on site, but it's also website and mobile apps. So we went through the particulars at the beginning of the show. Raphael came on and said, this is big, expected. Maybe even a patch on the Pels, jerseys, Saints games, you'll have them in the kiosk, Champion Square, naming rights for the Dome, things that we've all heard. So that's what we led off with. Yesterday evening, Kendall Rogers, D1 Baseball, he goes on Matt's show a ton, and D1 Baseball is one of the premier college baseball places that give information. So he put out there that Pat Casey, called him Paul earlier, apologies for that, has emerged as the leading candidate for the LSU head baseball coaching job once Paul Manera retires at the end of the season. Obviously, we know LSU takes on Tennessee coming up on Saturday in game one of the Super Regional. He also reported this morning, though, that Kevin O'Sullivan, who many LSU fans would have loved to have had, head coach of Florida, has informed the Gators this morning he's pulled out of consideration to be the head coach for LSU baseball.
Big blow for LSU fans, baseball fans right there.
So, Pat Casey, look, credentials are there. 3 national titles. But as Wilson Alexander is going to join us coming up here at 1:30, tells us in the very opening paragraph of his story on The Advocate, who won 3 national titles but retired with a complicated legacy. Mm-hmm. That complicated legacy, if you remember, because there's 2 things that have stood out the second his name popped up. One's his age. Right? Maneri's 63, he's 62. The other is what happened. Look, 900 wins, 458 losses, 6 ties, over 24 years as Oregon State's head coach. He led the program to 3 national championships, 12 NCAA tournament berths, 6 College World Series appearances. No one's questioning credentials. The age is different. It's interesting. Now, Kim Mularkey is not young either now. Right? So, and I don't mean that to be disrespectful, but it's not like that's a 25, 30-year-old coach. But what is it that you want, Tiger fans, from LSU baseball? And the complicated legacy comes down to the fact that he was the head coach that allowed the pitcher of the year in 2018 to play in the postseason when a story leaked out that when he was 15, he pled guilty to molesting a 6-year-old niece in his family. And I've seen different sides of this on social media. Well, it was accidentally released. The court released that should have been sealed. That was part of the deal. And if we wouldn't have known, nobody would have had an issue. Well, go Google his name, the pitcher, and he's had trouble getting work and playing. Like, he's playing in a league in Mexico. Because again, even though he says he denies it, he only pled guilty, per him in his first interview with the New York Post, saying that it's what was best for the families, but it's a 6-year-old.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what to say.
He registered as a level one sex offender.
So my point is this. He did retire. Some have called it retired in shame. You know, it's one of those situations where something happens with the program and the coach bows out. Is that what happened here? I don't know. But he retired that season. When you take into account LSU's current climate, sexual allegations, sexual misconduct. I mean, let's be honest. The last several months have not been very good public relations-wise for the University of Louisiana. Right? Louisiana State University. Is this where you want to go? And again, I was this Pat Casey's fault? I mean, Paul, keep calling him Pat.
No, you keep.
Okay, keep calling him Paul. It's Pat.
It's Pat, yes.
I found an article that I sent Jordan today. Mm. F. King Alexander, LSU fans, you remember who that is?
Oh, I remember.
Former president of LSU when some of this stuff went on.
I remember.
Well, he went on Oregon State, right? A ton of sexual harassment, lawsuits, claims. I mean, I don't know if it followed. I guess I'm trying to get to this is the bigger point. What is it that you want from a head baseball coach for the LSU Tigers? Let's just go with the age aspect of it, 62.
I want someone young.
Okay. Are you looking for a coach for the next 3 to 5 years? I heard Matt sort of argue this or present this argument yesterday and others as well on his show. Hey, just come in and win a national championship. This guy alone with the talent can do it. In college baseball, in case you haven't looked, this isn't the NBA. The NBA, I can put Kevin Durant with Kyrie Irving and Harden, and they absolutely can go probably to a finals. It's five players. If three of your five are the best in the world, you can do that. In baseball, you have the best roster ever and the best coach. What if there's an injury in May? What if in April you lose your top first baseman? What if you just have a bad weekend and the Chanticleers come in and beat you? That would be my counter argument too. We'll just bring in a guy now. We can go win two of the next five national championships and you've done your, okay. Is that
done your job?
What you want to do? This is just me. This is just me. And I want to hear from you guys out there as well. And Lee, I'm going to get to you and Randy as well when we open up the next hour. I promise. I'm just trying to set things up here. Cause we've got about 30 seconds. I got to go to break. I think it's a top job in the country, right? You can argue the top, or it absolutely is one of the top.
I mean, if you just look at the coaches that came before,
right?
I mean,
but I hear
you. The most prestigious in college baseball.
It's easily one of the most supported, if not the most supported, right? Fan base, you name it. So when I say supported, supported. Why not at this point? If Kevin O'Sullivan was your guy, and he says no, let's just have some interviews. Let's bring in some people. Let me make some phone calls. Maybe look at some guys that have won at other programs that aren't nearly as supported, but have been consistent winners. Winning is definitely one of the things you want to look for, right? Clearly. Maybe even a CWS appearance at a lesser program or something. But how about a young, hungry guy that maybe can be here in the next 10, 15, 20 years that can relate to today's younger players, that can understand certain things, a baseball mind. And I'm not saying that Casey isn't that, but and it may not even be fair to him. But that climate, that decision to let that player play, and he said that guy's done everything since he did everything great when he went on campus. I get it. But he also pleaded to molesting a 6-year-old. And what's going on in Baton Rouge, I just don't even know if I want to associate that with it. His fault or not. So I don't know. But I'd love to hear from Randy and Lee. We'll come back from the break. I promise I'll open up the next hour and we'll get to your phone calls and more. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Goodyear knows the importance of keeping momentum as you head down the stretch. Momentum starts with movement. It's pulled from the air like a contested rebound. Momentum builds with steals and fast breaks, and is proven by deep threes as the shot clock expires.